Sif, we're in Siman Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Yad Zayin, the Mechaber says, Shir HaKorah, Rachva Tefach Av Yakol Shehu. The Korah is required to be a Tefach wide and a Kol Shehu thick, a little bit thick. Rak Shetei Chazaka Kedei L'Kabel HaRiach. As long as it is strong enough that it could hold up a brick. What does it mean, a brick? Shehi Chatzi Levena Shal Shosho Tvachim. A half a brick, which is three Tvachim. The Mishnah Berurah explains it means it should be able to hold up two bricks, that each brick it would be three tefachim long and a tefach and a half wide that they'd be able to place on that the entire length of the korah, and it wouldn't fall that it could hold that up. If it's four tefachim wide, then it doesn't have to be so strong. The reason that it has to be able to hold up these arichim, says the Mishnah Berurah, is because otherwise it doesn't act as a heker, because people will think when they walk by that, oh, someone just placed some random pole here. But when they see that it's a strong pole or beam going across, then they'll know that it's there for purposes of kviyas, and that it's there to act as a heker, that this is something new, that this is a different area, it's not a Rosh HaSarabim. If you have, we discussed yesterday, if you have sticks or pegs that you have sticking out as an extension of the wall, parallel to the wall, but what if you make it perpendicular to the wall? You take two pegs and you put them on the two walls of the mavoi sticking out a little bit as like the beginning of a korah, and then you place a korah on top of those. Those small pegs that you put on top of the walls are not a tefach wide or three long. Some say that they have to be strong enough to hold those pegs themselves and bricks. Some say no, it doesn't need to be that strong in order to act. That's according to the Mishnah Berurah, says should be machmer like the first opinion. So if you test him, agula, if you're using a circular pole, not a long beam, but a circular pole, the circumference of the pole has to be three tefachim, because that would mean that the width is a tefach. The Sharatzian later on points out, in the name of Perishim Hashem, the Rama, that this year is not precise. As we know, it's actually pi is 3.14, not 3. However, the Sharatzian says we don't have to be medactic, because the Chachamim relied on these shirim for all halachos, because it's hard to be so precise on the extra 0.14, and maybe they had a Kabbalah Misinai that this was the case, that they could rely on this. Chazon Ish writes that since the halacha, that we could actually round when it comes to halacha and these purposes, because the mitzvos were only given for people to improve themselves, etc., and to show their love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, etc., and therefore we're not really losing by rounding just 0.14, in order that people who aren't so smart and able to figure this out are able to fulfill mitzvos. Also, interesting chiddush of the Chazon Ish. Sivchav, I saw akuma. If the pole, the beam that you're using is bent, and it's bent outwards from the mavoi, or part of the beam is above 20, or part of the beam is below 10, so all these three would be possible for a korah. We view, if you were to remove this bent part, the part that would be puzzle, you were to remove it, and it's less than three tefachim, and we can say lavud, then it will still be kosher. But if not, then this korah is going to be puzzle. If it's bent in towards the mavoi, so then it'll be okay, because bent in towards the mavoi is still kosher. If it extends from one wall of the mavoi but doesn't reach the other, such as you put a pole up there before it gets to the other mavoi, other wall of the mavoi. Or if you have two beams coming out from each wall of the mavoi and they meet in the middle with another pole, if there's less than three there, then it's kosher. But if there's more than three, it's going to be possible, because you can't say lavud. And it's like there's a separation from the korah to the wall. Sifchav beis, if you place two beams next to each other, they're each not strong enough to hold up a brick. If each one if together they can hold up a brick, and there's less than 3 tefachim between them, you don't have to bring another korah. So they're not two different beams stretching out from each separate wall of the mavi. Rather, you take two beams and put them parallel to each other, right next to each other, each extending from one wall of the mavui to the other wall of the mavui. So even though each one on its own can't hold up a brick, together they can, and there's less than 3 between each other, then we count it as a korah, and it will be kosher.